We are at a crossroads and we have a choice to make. We have a president who wants his party to make us all dependent on government. We need leaders who believe in the prosperity that the free market brings. We have a president who tramples on our First Amendment rights to religious liberty by requiring all taxpayers to fund abortions. We need public servants who respect life and our religious freedom.
That was North Carolina congressional candidate Mark Meadows, a Republican running in the 11th congressional district in the Tar Heel State, speaking Tuesday at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Mr. Meadows joins us now to talk about why he's running for the U.S. Congress and what he hopes to achieve if sent to Washington by the voters of his district. And, sir, thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Our listeners should know that you've spent your career in part as a restaurateur. You've been in the development business. You've been active in your church, certainly. So this is really your first foray into national politics. You've certainly been active at the local level for a long time. Why did you decide to run for Congress?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We've been campaigning for almost a year, and really the answer has been consistent. It's been a concern for our country, quite frankly. The direction that we're going, in my opinion, is not the right direction, but really it came out of a concern for neighbors and friends who had lost homes and jobs, and many of them had given up hope. They feel like, you know, our best days are behind us, and that's not the America that I grew up. You know, I believe the American dream, and quite frankly, grew up poor. And know that with hard work and perseverance, and the government getting out of your way, that there are better days ahead. And so, believe that I needed to get involved and hopefully go up and change the way that we do business in Washington D.C. and reclaim America.
How exactly would you do that, starting on the fiscal front?
You know, when we look at spending and the way that we continue to go back and forth with that, you know, our spending is not only out of control, but even when we talk about making cuts, you know, they're not many times real cuts. We make cuts in projected spending, and so we, quote, have a $38 or a $60 billion cut, but that's a cut against really increased budgetary spending. And so truly it's making real tough decisions, fiscal decisions, hopefully balancing our budget. I'd be for a balanced budget amendment that doesn't balance it on the backs of state and local governments. But more importantly is trying to make the fiscal decisions that I make in a business every single day. You can't continue to spend more than you take in, and ultimately, if we do that, we're going to bankrupt our country. And so, hopefully, we can make some real tough decisions with regards to reform. Regulation is a big deal to me. I believe that our regulatory process has gotten out of hand. I know, as a small businessman, it's not an aid to making me more profitable, and quite frankly, just trying to comply with all the regulations that are out there, it takes money out of my ability to hire new employees.
Let's talk about spending briefly. If you'd been in Congress last year when the debt ceiling extension was being debated, would you have been in favor of opposing the hike? Would you have gone with the Boehner plan? What would have been your position?
I feel like we could have done better. You know, when we really look at it, if we've got to scratch our head and look at making cuts and going forward to make certain cuts, and then in reality, what we saw is, yes, we did make cuts, but really our spending actually went up. And so those are not the kind of cuts that, quite frankly, are going to restore fiscal responsibility.
You also, in the clip we just played, talked about the need for greater religious freedom than you believe we're getting from this administration. You specifically mentioned the Health and Human Services mandate on contraception coverage. What is your promise to your constituents if you're elected come November to the type of action you'd take on that front?
When we talk about religious freedoms, that's one of the freedoms that obviously that we have guaranteed to us. You know, there's another, and we're experiencing that right now, is freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And when we allow the government to pass something that says, okay, regardless of where you are, we're going to violate that, that's a dangerous path to go down. And whether you're a liberal or a conservative, you should be concerned about that, because, you know, that's not what our founding fathers had in mind. And I see it as really a direct violation. The contraceptive side of that obviously probably deals a lot more with those in the Catholic faith than anything else. But I got a call from one of my Catholic friends who said, you know, they're coming after us now. They'll be coming after you next. And really, you know, where does it stop? So what we've got to make sure of is that we look at the original intent of the Constitution and those freedoms that were guaranteed that have been truly fought for and men and women have died for over the years throughout wars to preserve. We've got to make sure that as people serving in Congress that we don't allow that to be just signed away.
Last question, sir. You just had 2 minutes at the podium on Tuesday. What more than anything else did you want to convey?
Here's the thing is I believe that what we've got to do is believe in America. You know, many of the folks in my district and across the state, and quite frankly, others that I've talked to in other states across the country, they've given up hope. And yet we still live in the best country in the world. And what we've got to make sure of is that we get actively involved, reclaim America, have a plan, have a positive plan to do that. And I'm not ready to give up. And I believe that others in our country are not ready to give up. And that was the message: is let's not give up. Let's reclaim. Let's fight to take back our country. And I'm excited about working with Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan to do that. And hopefully the folks of Western North Carolina will see fit to send me to Congress and be a part of the solution, not a part of an explanation of why it hadn't happened.
Mark, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and I appreciate your listeners and what you do.
Mark Meadows is the Republican nominee for Congress in North Carolina's 11th Congressional District, longtime entrepreneur. You can follow his campaign at meadowsforcongress.com. He's expected to pick up that seat currently held by Democrats now that the congressional map has been redrawn in North Carolina thanks to the 2010 census. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.